So this is a bonus episode where we're talking about Halloween. Obviously, Halloween just happened, or today is Halloween. I'm not sure when I'm going to post this. But I have kind of a complicated relationship with Halloween, where when I was a kid, I couldn't celebrate it. My parents, well, my father was just meh, but my mom and like my grandparents are all like, oh, Christians don't celebrate Halloween. Of course, no one could really tell me why, but that's the story I was fed. And only recently, in like the last 5 to 10 years or so, I tried to, in some small ways, like get more into it because it seems like fun to me. What do you think?
Well, I kind of had a similar sort of experience, except that I couldn't celebrate Halloween because I grew up in a cult and they didn't let us celebrate Halloween. So it was always, I mean, we didn't celebrate any holidays. So y'all can try to guess what religion I was a part of. But we certainly couldn't celebrate Halloween. It was, I mean, I feel it's self-explanatory. It's like, you know, there are like ghosts and devils and shit like that. So it's like, obviously you can't celebrate Halloween. So it was just another in a long line of holidays where all of my friends at school were having fun and sharing treats and memories. And I was left out of everything. It was just another series of lessons for me to learn how to be by myself and entertain myself because I couldn't hang out with any of my friends that were doing any of the things that normal kids do. Oh, I was just going to say my first Halloween was when I was in a senior in high school.
I was going to say, for my side of things, in elementary school, I want to say, elementary, junior high, like we didn't really do anything, I think. The area where I live, most parents had like a similar mindset. But in high school also is when people really started doing more for Halloween. Like there was a girl that I knew who I guess was like pseudo goth. Like she was like right on the cusp of being goth. Like she liked creepy things and picking a color and trying to wear that all the time. But she never like identified that way. And she didn't like lean fully into it. But she was big into Halloween stuff. When I want to say I was 15 or 16, my parents were both working in the evenings. It was like a change all the time. My mom worked during the day. My dad worked at night. And there was like a good like 3 or 4 hours where neither one of them was home. So what I remember Halloween was like on a Friday. And like I said, we never did anything. And I kind of didn't want my younger brothers to grow up the same way I did with like just wondering about the thing. So I had this friend who visited down the block. Like her grandparents lived there and her father lived with them. And she would come out almost every weekend to hang out. And so she had like some costumes and some paint. And we just made up some super quick costumes. Like I made them like zombies or something. And they had this devil dress that was like terrible. And it didn't fit me properly. It was too big. But I put it on anyway. And we went around trying to find people who, you know, like trick-or-treating. Like that's the one and only time I've been trick-or-treating. I feel like it's the same thing for my brothers also. And it was interesting. It was early. Like, we did it, like, around 7 o'clock, maybe 6:30. And surprisingly, in the area, a decent amount of people did have candy and stuff. I remember one guy, he didn't have any candy. He just had a big, giant bowl of, like, pennies. And he just let people go. He just let them, like, dig their fist in and grab pennies out. But that was, like, kind of creepy because he was, like, definitely underdressed to be answering the door for children. It was really weird.
Yeah, I was going to say it was, like, the bowl, like, in his lap. And if you dug deep enough, you'd find the surprise.
Oh, gross. It, like, I remember he had, like, really... And it was also weird to me because he was, like, the first non-black person I saw in my neighborhood. I was like, where have you been all this time?
Collecting pennies.
He had short shorts on that were like above mid thigh, and then like it looked like he just pulled something on to get the door, and he had like a button up shirt that was just open. It was like, I did not need to see your old man.
Oh
chest.
My god!
Yeah, it was weird. That might have been why we only did it one time. That might have been why we only did it one time.
That's nasty.
Yeah, it was weird. It was. I'm not saying it's not. It was very strange. But what did you do for your first Halloween thing?
Well, like I said, it was senior year, And I had this friend named Stephanie, and like we
that was my friend's name too.
Really?
Yes. is my friend's name. Like the one from my story, that's her name too.
Yeah. So like we just decided that we were like it was like we felt like it was one of the last years that we would technically be still allowed, quote unquote, to go trick or treating. And because it was then going to be like my first and only time that I really ought to do it. So she actually made my costume for me because she like could sew and
ooh, nice.
Right? It was, I mean, it wasn't anything complicated. It was just like a little shift dress. It was, in a previous episode, I mentioned my first anime really that I really enjoyed being Escaflowne. So it was a little cat girl from Escaflowne. So she made me that like little orange shift dress and like sewed on like furry like shoulder stuff. And like I had like a little like furry things around my wrists and my ankles. And then like I drew on like the cat girl's like stripes and stuff like that, and then I had like cat ears on. And so
I think I remember you showing me this. It was like right? super cute.
Right, it was adorable. And then she was from Evangelion, the like the lady. Not one of the kids, but like the lady. Her name like starts with an M, I think.
Misato.
Yeah.
With the red jacket.
Yes. So that's who she was. And so we went around her neighborhood and got candy. I honestly don't remember much about it. Like the most memorable part was like just actually being able to put on a costume. I don't remember how much candy we got or anything like that. But yeah, that was my first and only time going trick-or-treating. I love Halloween though. Like it is my favorite holiday. Like I just love all of the spooky stuff, and it's like the start of fall. Everything's all nice and cool and dark. And I like seeing other people's costumes, even though I suck at dressing up. So I don't know. It's shitty that it was like the only time that I could really enjoy it, but it is what it is.
Normalize adult trick-or-treating. Just give them booze.
That would be nice. Like the little tiny booze bottles that you can get at BevMo.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
Like the little sample bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you like about Halloween? Just addressing it, like costumes?
Well, I like seeing other people's costumes, like I said. And I just like spooky stuff. So I like skeletons and ghosts and vampires and like all of that. Like it's just like I just think that stuff's cute. And so like I always like it when I get to see other people's decorations and I get to shop for decorations. Like right now in my house I have two giant furry spiders that are out all year round. They like are hidden in my plant shelf.
Mm.
And then I have a little Halloween sign that I bring out. It has like a black cat on it and it says Happy Halloween. And I have that string of skull lights, the Dia de los Muertos, like sugar skulls,
mm-hmm.
All different colors. And then I have the string of ghosty lights. And then another string of lights that I also have all year round. They're like birds in cages. They're like crows.
I don't recall seeing those.
I have those out all year round. I know you've seen them. If you've been to my house, you've seen them.
Well, I've been to your house. I just don't remember.
I know.
Like, where are they?
In they're the hanging room? Over the the living room window.
Kind of. Maybe send me a picture.
I will later.
I feel much the same way about like spooky stuff. I honestly, like, since that one thing, I have not really had an opportunity to do anything else Halloween-y, which sucks. And it's like, I like that kind of creepy aesthetic. Don't shoot me for saying aesthetic, but I always forget about it until Halloween. It's like, oh yeah, I could be doing this all year round, but now there's a bunch of stuff out, so let me try to get some stuff. The creepiest thing I have is my skull Francis that you are familiar with.
Yes.
I love Francis. I think I'll post him on Twitter when this comes out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's like so many times it seemed like there was going to be like a Halloween thing that I could partake in, and then it's like, oh no, you gotta work, or oh no, this is only for people at my job, or like some bullshit like that. Like, not my job, but someone else's job. And it's like really annoying. And I know I'm in New York and we have the thing, usually the big Halloween parade in like the village, but it's too cold. I don't want to go out there at night with a bunch of drunk, horny people in the cold.
I mean, I usually don't like going out to Halloween celebrations either. I mean, normally because it's like, well, you know, it's if it's my small circle of friends, then yes, that's fine. I would hang out with them anyway. But if it's like a larger party, then no. Like, it's just not fun. Like, I remember one year, it was that year that Tara and I, like, Tara had gotten tickets to Six Flags from her mom. Her mom like worked at Safeway, and her mom gave them to us. And so we were going to go to Six Flags for the day, and then at night we were going to go to this Halloween party where Christian was going to be playing some music, and we were going to like hang out.
Right.
And so it was just a disaster from like the very beginning.
Oh no.
Like the Six Flags day was like I won't go to an amusement park anymore. Like, it was so fucking terrible. We started it though. Like, we started the day before by bar hopping and going to all of these different bars and drinking everything under the sun. We drank this one thing, like, I can't even remember what it was. I do know that Fireball was part of it, which is, I mean, it should let you know just how disgusting we were. But we woke up in the morning, we were hungover. We decided that the remedy to that, which is so foolish, was going to Tower and getting Eggs Benedict. So we were hungover
Oh,
and we
God.
had bellies full of Eggs Benedict just sitting there, like fermenting inside of us. And so then we drive down to Six Flags, and it's like, it's hot. It's inexplicably hot because it's like October. It's the end of October, and it's like closer to the Bay Area, so like it should be like cooler out, but it's not. It's really
Climate
fucking hot.
change.
I know. And so we're just like, now not only are we still a little hungover and have bellies full of Eggs Benedict, but now we're like baking with bellies full of Eggs Benedict and being a little hungover. And like, for some reason, it was like, I don't know, I guess they have like themed days where like different groups of people can come or something like that. And this themed day was that it was like this thing called the Key Club. And they were all of these key clubs. I don't even know what that means, but all of these key clubs from like fucking all over California, all converging. So it was like packed, and they were all singing, like, just like all of these terrible songs. Like, they're like these cheers or something like that. And so we're trying to get in line to ride rides, and we're just like trapped there, hungover with like Eggs Benedict, and it's too hot, and we're surrounded by singing children, and it was the worst day of my life. Like, I just like it was just so fucking bad. Like, I remember this one ride in particular. Like, the ride broke down. It was like the first, like, the line was like super long, and then we were almost there, and like the ride broke down, and they were like, oh, we're gonna fix it, right? And it's like, instead of like us just letting us like be quietly miserable in line, the guy who's controlling the ride, like, he uses it as an opportunity with us all being a captive audience to try out like his comedy routines. So he's just like sitting there, like making like the dumbest, like most unfunny jokes I've ever heard in my life. And I wanted to kill him like so badly. Like, I don't think anyone would have blamed me. It was just like too much. It was too much for any one person to deal with. So we finally got out of there, and then we went up. Well, I got a migraine and I laid down, and it was time for the party. So we went to the party, and like, I didn't know anyone there. And it was just like, there wasn't any good food. Like, it was just like really awkward and boring. And like, this is like the only time that I've ever done this. I like was there for like an hour. And I told Tara, like, I'm fucking going. like, I'm sorry. I'm just leaving you here. This is terrible. I can't deal with this anymore. She had Christian there. Like, so I'm just fucking going. So I did. It was the worst Halloween.
Just fucking, like, the eggs. That was the worst part for me.
No, it was bad. And it was our fault. Like, we didn't have to get Eggs Benedict. We didn't have to do that. We did, though.
Terrible. That almost makes my lack of Halloween thing sound better. But how did this... I guess acknowledging that it was mostly your fault keeps you, like, it puts in perspective, like, okay, if we just don't do these terrible things in a row again, we can have a good time.
Yeah.
And that's how it didn't put you off of Halloween.
Well, you know, and when it's just, like, hanging out with me and Tara and Christian, there was that year that you were out here, too. Remember? We went out. Didn't we go out to Raven?
Mm-hmm.
We went to Raven. Yeah.
And then...
And we had, like, our, like, wigs and stuff like that. That was fun.
That crazy homeless man was, like, being weird.
Oh, I don't remember him.
We were what on happened? The way back. We were on the way back to your apartment. And remember, I had the, I was, like, the quickie succubus costume with the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I said I woke up like this and the wig and the horns. And the guy was like, one of your horns fell off. And it's like, it didn't, though. Like, he just kept saying it. Like, he wanted me to stop and, like, check the horn or something. And it was really strange. I was like, nope, let's go. Let's go inside.
All I remember is us crossing the street and pretending that it was a catwalk.
I don't remember that.
That was fun. We were, like, walking across the street. Like, it was a catwalk. It was amazing.
I wish I could remember it. I think that was the night I introduced the bar to Bubble Butt.
Oh yeah, I think it was.
And that was so it was so trippy. The last time we went there, they were like people were singing the song.
Mhm. It was you.
I was like, what the heck?
I haven't been to Raven in so long.
I mean, have you been, like, prior to Corona time?
Well, obviously, prior to Corona time. I mean, but it's been a long time, like, even then.
Mm.
Well, because, like, normally, it's like, I'm not going to go there by myself, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's weird and sad.
Yeah, it makes you seem like an alcoholic.
Yeah. Which is, like, you know, it's a fine place for alcoholics, but it's just not what I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I would only go there with Tara and Christian, and, you know, of course, they've been occupied with baby stuff for a while now.
Yeah. Babies, man. Ruining all the fun.
A little bit. But I am excited for being able to take Henry out trick-or-treating. Like, that'll be fun. Like, little kids in costumes, that's cute. First of all,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, say, and he'll just be like excited. I mean, who doesn't get excited? Fucking candy, it's amazing.
I was gonna say, are they gonna dress him up like for pictures this year?
Yeah, they were talking about like Christian wanted to dress him up like a little bat, but Tara was having a hard time trying to find a bat costume.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was this other? I think it was like a. Like a little like werewolf costume, but I guess it's gonna come like super late, so now they're not sure.
That sucks.
Disappointing. Yeah. But I mean, he's still young enough that he doesn't give a shit. Like, he doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, but
so
I mean,
it would just be for
I want to see it.
Right.
I'm disappointed. But I mean. By the time we get out of, you know, this period in history, he'll be old enough to appreciate Halloween and trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll mm-hmm. be good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it would, like, you know, saying that, like, oh, like, babies, rude and fun. But it's like, what fun are we going to have right now anyway?
True.
like, there's nothing to do. And it's like before all of this hit, like he was still, you know, he was very young. Like he was like brand new. And so obviously we couldn't go out and do things, but it was still fun. Like, we would just like hang out at their house and like watch TV and movies and stuff like that. And it's cheaper to stay in and drink than to go out and drink.
Definitely. I like the atmosphere of being out and drinking sometimes.
I do miss it. Like, I think it would be great. Like, I would love to be able to go to Red Rabbit and get a cocktail. I think that would it would just be amazing. We did get to do that. No, we didn't go to. Well, Tara and I went to Red Rabbit with Henry for lunch one time, and we went to brunch with Henry. It's like I feel like now, like if we were allowed out, like we could totally take him places. Like, he's old enough that he can like chill there for a bit and not be fussy.
Yeah. So, are you doing anything this Halloween?
Well, we've had movies scheduled all Halloween, like all like for the month of October, where we have a movie and some sort of drink to go along with it.
Right.
So we've watched so far Beetlejuice, and the drink that we had for that one was hot chocolate with that peanut butter whiskey, which is really good, by the way. And then we watched Rosemary's Baby, and for that we had whiskey sours with rosemary simple syrup. So that was really good. And then this last one, it was supposed to be a double feature with Scream and The Crow, but we only got through Scream. And we made a pumpkin pie martini, which was okay. It was kind of a little much. It was a bit sweet. Like,
I thought it sounds like it would be.
it was a bit much. Like, it's definitely not something that's gonna be part of the regular rotation, but it was nice for a treat. Like, it was it did call for like pumpkin pie vodka, but I couldn't find any, so I found instead like this pumpkin spice liqueur. So it was like pumpkin spice liqueur, dark rum, and then I was supposed to add like regular vanilla in it, but instead I had vanilla vodka, so I added a shot of that instead. And then so it was a shot of the pumpkin pie liqueur. I put two shots of the dark rum in there and a shot of vanilla vodka. So it was poof. It was big. It was a punch. And then also it was like pumpkin puree, like for pumpkin pie, you know, with half and half. So that was like to make it creamy. And then a graham cracker rim.
So if you're going to leave something out of it to make it less sweet, what would you leave out?
Maybe the vanilla vodka.
Would you
Or,
add
no,
the vanilla?
I might take out the pumpkin spice liqueur and just try to see what it was like with the pumpkin puree, the half and half.
Okay.
I think that would be the better one. But you know, I am what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try putting a shot of the pumpkin pie liqueur in coffee. I think that would be really good.
Yeah, that should be good. I can see that going well. It'll be like a boozy, not latte, but like pumpkin spice cold brew kind of thing.
And so then for the rest of the month, we have, well, at some point we're going to watch The Crow, but we'll see when we're going to fit that in. We're supposed to watch Hellraiser 2, I think. I can never remember which one is because it was Christian's pick. But I think it's Hellraiser 2. And the drink for that is going to just be like an apple cider Moscow Mule sort of thing. And then the last movie of the month, like on Halloween, we're gonna watch Shaun of the Dead. And we're not making drinks then at all. We're actually going to get drinks from Jungle Bird. We're gonna get zombies.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah. I knew you were going to like that.
That's my drink.
So those are my Halloween plans. What are yours?
I have none. Like, usually I try to watch, like, creepy stuff because I like being creeped out. But I feel like I've gone through all the scary movies on Netflix that are worth watching and a lot that aren't. Last year, I was following that one YouTuber who was going to a bunch of haunted houses. And she was going to do it again this year, but isn't, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, haven't really been thinking of anything. Like, I watched, I was looking for creepy stuff, like, on Hulu, because I don't think I had, did I have Hulu last year? I don't know. I've been looking for
You had,
stuff.
Like, my Hulu account last year.
I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like I had it for, like, a very, like, I was watching just one thing on it. Like, I had it for a very specific reason. I don't know why. I'm crazy. But, I was watching, looking for creepy stuff to watch. I went through all of Ghost Adventures. No, I went through all of Ghost Hunters, which is better than Ghost Adventures. Ghost Adventures is the one with the guy, would you say he has, like, a Trent Reznor vibe or something?
Yeah, he looks
like a budget Trent Reznor.
It's like he's the great value Walmart Trent Reznor.
I don't know. We both have very different takes. I feel he's kind of Jersey Shore-ish. But, like, yeah, he's just really hokey and very apparently bullshitting. And it's kind of annoying. Like, I don't even want to entertain it. Like, obviously, it's like, you know, you have your own thoughts on Ghost. But it's like, I feel like he doesn't even believe it himself. It's like, so why am I watching you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, I mean, I get that. But it's just like, I also don't believe in ghosts. So that doesn't bother me as much. Because it's just like, well, yeah, like, obviously they're not there.
But I mean, I don't want to watch someone who's just like, just like going through the motions of it. I want to watch someone who seems like they kind of believe it, because if they're getting freaked out, then that's going to freak me out. But he's just like, it's obviously very forced from him.
See, I just don't think that it would, like, I think I would be distracted by someone being too, like, obviously and for realsies freaked out, because I would just be like, well, now you're just being dumb. Like, just being silly. Like, I would rather us all be, like, in on it together.
Meh, that don't work for me. Like, what is it? Ghost Hunters. I'm probably mixing up these two shows. It was a guy who said he was on another show, and he left, and then he came back with his own show. And he has his own little team of people who all seem like they're banging each other. And they, like, travel to different places, and it's like, they seem like they believe to an extent, but then they also go out of their way to, like, produce any plausible, realistic answer. So it's not like they're just like, oh, I'm gonna upsell you on the fact that this is a ghost and try to sell you, like, 80 billion things. They're like, okay, well, you probably feel this way because this is here, and this is here, and this has nothing to do with ghosts at all, so you're fine. I feel like a third of the cases on the show were that. So I'm into that.
I know that I've probably seen that one, because it basically, like, I only watch them when I travel for work, and it's like the first thing I do when I get settled in the hotel room. Like, I hang up my clothes and I turn on the TV. I'm like, okay, where's the ghost show? And, like, 9 times out of 10, there's a ghost show on somewhere.
That's so weird.
And so then I'll just go ahead and I'll watch that. And so I think the most of them that I've seen have been with budget Trent Reznor. I know that I've probably also seen the other one. And then there was another one that I watched with, like, a lady and a dude. And I didn't like that one at all, because I felt that was very exploitative. Like with the other ones that I watched, it's always been like, we're going to this haunted house, you know? It's like, or like this cave or something, you know? So it's like old stuff where it's like, it's not like real people being affected by it. But like with the lady and the dude, it was like families and like people like living in houses, and like they would think that they were being haunted. And like, so she's there and she's like saying like all this bullshit about like the, you know, like these spirits being around and stuff like that. And like, I like one time, like the show, because it always says like afterwards, like the family did this or something like that. And it's like the family fucking moved. And it's like, that's fucking insane. Like, I just feel that the lady has a responsibility to, like, not do that to people. I just think that it's, like, it's bullshit and it's exploiting them. Like, exploiting their fears.
I know what show you're talking about. It's, like, a lady and a guy who's, like, a former detective or something.
Yes.
And
yes.
She's supposed to be, like, a medium. She goes mm-hmm. around and talks about feeling things at the end. They, like, could, like, he does actual research and she's supposedly going through with her senses or whatever. And then they, like, come and sit down and they haven't.
Yeah, they compare notes.
Yeah, like, they yeah. supposedly haven't talked at all prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, that one felt, like, really hokey and weird and, like, very obviously, like, bullshitty. And then it's, like, you talk about people leaving. It's, like, I feel ultimately it's, like, if you're not, even if you don't believe in ghosts, if you're just not comfortable in the house, then you should leave anyway.
Yeah, but it's, like, I agree, obviously. But it's just, I felt that, like, the one episode that I am thinking of in particular here, like, she was, like, really playing on that family's fears.
Mm.
And it was really gross to me. Like, I could get that. It just didn't need to happen.
Like, I only watched one episode, and it was the first one, and they were at this girl's house that she got from her mom, who committed suicide, like, randomly, and a lady that rented from them died, just also randomly, and they weren't sure why, and they were talking about there was, like, something in their house that was making them do these things to themselves, and it's just like, okay, maybe don't do that, that's kind of a lot. It's kind of a lot.
So, like, have you ever gotten for realsies scared by anything, like, kind of ghosty or, like, it doesn't have to be ghosty, just Halloween-y. So, like, we could, like, loop into the mix, like, serial killers or, like, there's a man living in your walls or something like that.
Oh, so, like, have that, you ever gotten... no. It's, like, I get, like, freaked out a little bit, like, watching it, but usually once I cut it off, I'm fine. But it's like,
yeah.
There are parts of my house that I don't like, and I don't feel, like, comfortable going there. Like, on the Ghost Hunter show I was talking about, like, they were saying, like, there are things with, like, the way, like, rafters are constructed that can make you feel like somebody's watching you. Something about the way the air is, like, hitting this area and dispersing, like, feels, like, creepy.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So I may have, like, a spot like that, like, in my basement, but I feel like most people don't like basements. Anyway.
Yeah. Terry and Chris and I were talking about this just last night. It's like basements are where people are murdered. So it's like, you just don't need to go down there.
It's like, I have to go down there because that's where, like, where my shower is. And there's, like, that's where we feed the cats. But it's like, my thing that me, you know, at ease a lot with those kinds of feelings is, like, as long as they're okay. Like, I'm a chicken, but they're more chicken than I am. So it's like, as long as they're okay in an area, I can be okay in the area.
So what, it's like you with, like, spiders or something? The spiders are more afraid of you than you are of them.
No. I mean, with the cats, it's like, if they're okay going in the basement, if they're okay going in the basement and they're not freaked out, then I'll go in the basement.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Like a canary, like, in a mine.
I would get, like, freaked out, like, because, like, what freaks me out, like, is never, like, ghost stuff, because just, like, I don't believe in that, so it's just, like, it's not real, but, like, what I'll start getting freaked out about is, like, what if, like, there's someone in the house, and I just don't know it, like, mm-hmm. What if there's, like, someone who's been living in my closet this entire time, and I just don't know it, and so it's, like, I'll start, like, psyching myself out over that. But, like, when I had cats, it would just be, like, I mean, can you imagine, like, how upset Sam would be or something like that if there was, like, a man in the closet?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He'd be very upset.
Definitely.
So it's, like, he's chill, then I'm chill. It's, like, we're fine.
I mean, I'm like that, too, with them. Like, when I'm in the house by myself, like, now. Or I think I hear a noise. And, like, if they're not freaking out, then there's no reason to freak out. Like, back mm-hmm. when we had Jewel, like, she was my litmus test for that. Like, if her ears aren't perking up, then it's, like, nothing to care about.
Mm-hmm. The only other time that I've been, like, truly scared. Well, okay. They're, like, I'll just, like, go back to, like, the very beginning of things. Like, when I was a kid, I would get scared because, like, my childhood bedroom was on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, at night, I would be, like, in my room, and I would, like, have, like, the lights on and stuff like that, like, playing or whatever. And, like, it would be dark out. And I would just swear that I could see out of the corner of my eye, like, faces pressing against the window. And I, of course, I would look and they wouldn't be there. But, like, I just would keep feeling like I could see just out of the corner of my eye, like, faces against the window. And it would freak me out. Like, I would get, like, I would have to, like, close the blinds. But even then, I'd be thinking, like, well, now they're there. I just can't see them. And so, it, like, that would freak me out. And then, so that was, like, that was kind of, like, my childhood freak-out experience. And then as an adult, like, other than me, like, getting freaked out that there's, like, someone living in my closet or something like that, like, I, the only time that I've gotten well and truly scared was a, it was, like, one of those, like, sleep terrors, night terrors sort of things. Like, I was in a hotel, and it was for work, and I was sleeping. And then, like, I woke up in the middle of the night, well, like, woke up, like, quote-unquote, because I think I was still asleep. I, like, woke up, and I just felt absolutely 500% sure that there was a man in the room with me, and that he was, like, standing over the bed and watching me. And, like, I was just fucking terrified. Like, I was literally shaking. Like, I was trembling uncontrollably, just, like, hiding under the covers, like, just hoping, like, I was just thinking, like, well, like, either I can just lie really still and eventually he'll go away or he'll kill me. But if I, like, move, then he's really gonna kill me. So, like, I'll just stay here and hope that he doesn't and that eventually he'll go away. And so, like, I can't, like, I either fell asleep again or, like, I woke up completely. I can't really remember, but, like, it was, like, fine. Like, the feeling went away. But it was, like, I've never been so fucking terrified. Like, it was really weird. It was a really weird feeling. Like, and I even, like, remember thinking to myself, like, am I dreaming? Like, this doesn't feel like it could be real, but, like, it is. Like, it just, it was, I've never been so fucking terrified.
That is pretty freaky. In the worst way, oh, I've never had a night terror like that. I think B has. I never is. Most of the time, if I... No, that's a lie. I think... I want to say it was like 10 years ago when I got diagnosed with Crohn's and my anxiety was just at like an all-time high. I woke up a couple times and I felt like there was like someone standing like in the corner of the room. And it's like, if I don't look at them...
So weird. That's so weird. Yeah, no, it was like the same. Like, if I just, like, don't move and, like, don't look at them, then it'll be okay. Like, they won't kill me. It's, like, weird how, like, that's, like, a common thing. It's, like, if you have a night terror, it's usually going to take that kind of form.
Have you ever, like, I don't know. I was going to talk about actual sleep paralysis. Like, not telling yourself not to move. Like, you just could not move.
No, I've never had anything like that. I mean, the only thing that's, like, that has, you know, other than, like, regular nightmares, like, the only thing out of the ordinary has been that night terror. And, like, my regular nightmares, like, are usually boring because they're usually, like, work-related nightmares where it's just, like, I'm, like, just doing a series of, like, foolish maneuvers and, like, humiliating myself in front of everyone. And when I have, like, more, like, traditional, what you would think of as sorts of nightmares. Like, they never scare me. Like, I have had dreams where I'm, like, being mutilated. But, like, I'll realize that it's a dream. And so it's just, like, I'm just, like, watching it. And it's not that big of a deal.
Want to hear something weird?
Yes.
I never really have dreams where, like, that's a thing. Like, where someone is doing something to me like that. It's usually I'm doing something to somebody else, and then I feel bad about it.
I just don't feel that that's very weird, considering that it's you.
Wow.
Like, you, like, having a dream where guilt is a central feature just seems very on brand for you.
You're so rude.
But do I lie?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't lie. So, what's your favorite scary movie?
Ah, fuck. Okay. I liked a lot of movies by these people. The ones who did Paranormal Activity. That series mm-hmm. is my favorite. Even the shitty in-between one. Like, it's not just the movies. Like, you have to watch all of them. And even the shitty in-between one about the sister, because the one after that calls back to that movie, and I like how they did it. That's what I should do for Halloween. I should watch all those. I should binge all those.
You freak yourself out with those.
It's like, they're just, it's like the, like they're creepy in a way that bothers me. Like they mm-hmm. creep me out in a way, like, even if I wasn't watching the movie, I would be creeped out by this kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, just the way they call back to it. Like, the last, like, you know the basic premise. It's like the, I can't remember what kicks it off, but, like, a family's being haunted by something. And it's, like, throughout the movies, as the movies progress, you find out what the something is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very last movie doesn't even involve that first family that's in, like, the first three movies. But it still ties the events back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's something that happens, like, in the first movie, I want to say. It's, like, off camera. Like, you hear all this stuff happening, and you don't know what's going on. And, like, they bring that back in this last movie. So, like, you see what happened during the camera outage.
I think I remember, because I think I watched all of those with you.
I think we did.
Like, I watched the first Paranormal Activity, like, on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think I watched the rest of them with you.
A close runner-up is the first Insidious movie, and it has less to do with the movie and more to do with the circumstances that we were watching the movie with, or in, rather. And it was me and B and my brothers and their friend who is over here all the time. And we had a good sound setup. Like, I got off of Woot. It was like a sound bar and like a subwoofer and like these little surround sound speakers. And we were watching it, and I can't remember what happened on the screen. It was just like a big boom like that. And when it did that, it like blew a bunch of air out of the subwoofer. And it like moved something that was on the ground next to the subwoofer. And everybody got freaked out. And I was like, what is that? What is happening? Like, we paused the movie. I was like, anybody see that? Did y'all see that?
That's amazing. I love that story.
That was a good, like, that's my favorite movie. One of my favorite movies for that reason. Like, it has little to do with the movie. It's just the circumstances.
Well, I like Insidious as well. I've actually been kind of wanting to watch it over again. Because, like, I really liked the, like, spirit world sequence. When he's, like, in, like, looking for his kid or something mm-hmm. like that. Like, I just really liked all of the imagery in that. Like, I like movies, like, I like scary movies that are more to do with, like, ghosts or demons or stuff like that. Like, those are my favorite types of scary movies. And I really like scary movies when they have, like, some kind of, like, spirit world dream sequence sort of thing, because then I feel that they can get like really freaky and like do all sorts of crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, that's always really fun for me, like just kind of like seeing like what they come up with.
Right.
And then I also really like these are just like, I guess these are like just like kind of tropes and things that I like. Like, I also really like, and you know this, like, unreliable narrator sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like ghost movies where it's like, is there really a ghost or is everyone just fucking going insane sort of deal? Right. Because then it's like, you can, I like being able to go through the movie and, like, taking apart all of the clues and, like, thinking about how they can, the clues can be, like, viewed in different lights to support different conclusions. So I always really like that. Like, I was thinking, like, I really like, I think, like, my favorite ones, like, The Ring just has, like, a real soft spot in my heart. Like, I really like The Ring, and I still think it's a good movie. Like, I still feel that it holds up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, because it's, like, ghosty stuff, so that's, I always really like that. And it's also, like, there's, like, that mystery element of, like, what the fuck happens to, like, create this ghost in the first place.
Yeah.
So I like them kind of, like, sleuthing for that. That's fun. And I also really like the, it has like that, like, it's not precisely a spirit world dreamy sequence sort of thing, but the tape itself, like all of like the crazy images on that, like I really like that too. And then I also really like The Tale of Two Sisters, which is, I just talked to you about this, like that. Yep. Korean movie. with the two sisters, and there's like a ghost, but there's also the unreliable narrator portion, and it's like, is there really a ghost, or is everyone just fucking going insane?
I just remembered another one that gets, I guess, honorable mention, because it's like, it's a horror movie, but it's like it's horror sci-fi, honestly, so I don't really count it in the same group as all these other things we've been mentioning, but it's fucking Event Horizon.
Oh, I still need to watch that.
That is one of my we should watch it. I don't know. When we get off of here, we should watch it. Let me see if I can find it.
You know, another movie that I just remembered existed last night, but that I remember liking and I kind of want to watch again?
What?
Is The Cell. Have you ever seen
that? I saw that. I remember watching it the first time I went over to B's house. That's how old that movie is.
Yeah, no, it's hella old.
But I feel like I watched it a couple times before that. But there were parts of it that I really liked that I noticed have been, like, in a lot of other things. Like, the horse getting split into, like, cross sections.
Yeah.
And that was in Hannibal.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, I would kind of watch it again. Like, it wasn't my favorite, but I enjoyed it. And also, Event Horizon is on Amazon Prime for free. So we're watching it.
All right. No, I like The Cell. Like, I want to watch it again to see if I still like it, because, like, I just remember it's the same thing, like, dream sequence, spirit world sort of crazy imagery, so I really like that.
Nice. Oh, I spoke too soon. It's free with ads. That's a thing now. I don't like that.
What? Let me just, like, pay for it. I'd rather pay, like, $3 and
you
not
can.
Have to watch
You can
the
rent
ads.
It for, like, okay. $4.
All right. Thank you.
I might buy it.
You should. It's one of your favorite movies.
Yeah, I should buy it. Like, I don't really buy it. It's like, it's one of my favorite movies, but I don't rewatch movies a lot. So that's why I haven't really been buying anything. Mm-hmm. But I should do it. I should buy it.
What's the last movie that you bought?
I don't even know. It's been that long. I have no idea. Let me see if Amazon will tell me. Ew, for real?
Would you buy?
Surf's Up.
What?
I think we watched this together. With the
Is
fucking
that the
surfing
penguin
penguins.
Movie?
Yep.
We did not watch that.
I can't remember if I bought it or if they gave it to me for free. Because I have Kung Fu Panda in here and I know they gave me that for free.
I cannot watch Kung Fu Panda again. I like had to like sit in a plane for like fucking 5-6 hours with Kung Fu Panda playing on continuous repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just torture.
That's how I felt about Sleepy Hollow, like the show, not the movie. And that's why it took me so long to watch it. And I'm like, I'm sad because like I really liked it. And then they messed it up. They messed it up before they canceled it. Like, the show is about, you know, Abby and Ichabod. And it's like, how do you kill off one of the main characters? Spoilers for this almost 10-year-old show.
Yeah, I remember that being like a whole big controversy.
It was really, if she wanted to leave, that's one thing. But it's just, like, I feel like they just didn't want him to get with a brown woman.
I mean, you're probably right.
And it's, like, stupid if they did that, because there was so much chemistry throughout the whole series. It's, like, it was very obviously going to go that way. And, like, right when they were about to get together, it's, like, nah, we're killing her. We're killing her off.
Let's see. I'm, like, seeing what I bought recently. Well, I know the last movie that I bought, because I'm still waiting on it, because it's still, like, it hasn't been released yet, is Parasite.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
I enjoyed that a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Like, I can definitely see myself watching that multiple times. And then I'm, like, looking at my Amazon purchases. Yeah, it looks like I bought Hamlet with David Tennant in it, which I still need to watch. And then I bought Ever After. I think because it's like I wanted to just rent it, but it was like it was just a few bucks more and I could buy it. So I was like, why fuck not?
That's B's favorite movie.
Ever After? Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I would not think that. It's a good movie. I'm down with it. And then, I have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is a good purchase. Now we're getting into some old ones. I bought Colette.
That might have been the last one that I bought. Mm-hmm. Not on my name, but on B's account.
Oh god, I have Kung Fu Panda in here too. I would not have purchased that.
They were giving it away.
Okay.
They were giving it away for free.
Yeah, that is not something that I would have ever purchased for myself. I will never watch that movie again.
Mm. I should buy Ever After too.
You should.
It's only like $7.
Yeah, so that's what it was probably like. I was like, well, I could rent it or I could just fucking buy it because it's so cheap. Well, you've been chatting for, like, almost an hour now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, guys, for listening to our bonus episode on Halloween. I hope that you enjoyed getting some glimpses into our weird and neurotic pasts and also our discussions on horror movies.
All right. Everyone go watch Event Horizon, and we'll reconvene next week. Everybody talk about it. Talk about it on Twitter.